Vayter in Shas. We are on Kiddushin, Daf Tes Zayin. Pick it up at the top of the page, five lines down, next part of the Mishnah where we say Ubishtar. So Mishnah said that in Evid Ivri, you can acquire him through a shtar. Minolan, how do we know this? Amar Ula, Amar Krokas, about says the following. We know that if you have in Amma Evria, that is a Jewish maidservant, that the master can marry the maidservant, or the son can marry the maidservant. And now the Pasuk says in Amar Kra about that, Imacheris Yikachlo, if he takes another wife besides her, that we know, what does that mean? Imacheris Yikachlo, he's taking another one, and we make a hekasher. Hekisha Kosov Lacheris, Makish Lacheris, Maacheris Miknio Bishtar, just like you can acquire another one with a shtar. Af Amavria Miknio Bishtar, also Amavria can be Kona with a shtar. So Amavria, we know, is a an Evid Ivri, essentially, a girl one. So we see it works through a shtar. Frankly, Gemara, honey, chalamad amar shtar amo ivriya, adon kasvo. Okay, that would work if the shtar of the amar ivriya, the way that it's written, the way that it's done, is that the master is the one that actually writes it. And he's writing the shtar out that Rashi says, that bitcha kenu yali, v'nosto la'av, kederach shar kiddushin. Just like any type of kiddushin. Hareat mikudesh is li, and I give it over. Here, he's saying bitcha kenu yali, and you give it over like such a thing. Shabal kosev bitcha mikudesh is li, just like that's such a case. Then we could see how we could equate it and say just like marriage to here. Elamanda amar of kos. Well, apparently this is a machlokas. And the one who says the father writes it, writes lo yalef mishar kiddushin. You can't learn from other kiddushin. How do we know that the shtar is going to be kona? Mike Lemire, what are you going to say then? What are you going to say then? De Itmar, where do we find this? Shtar, Amo Avriya, Mikoso, who writes it? Avun Amar Adon Koso, that the master goes and he writes it, and that makes sense with the word of Huna. Vchistamar Avkoso, the father will want to write it, and therefore we got ourselves a problem. So Ani Chalei Rav Huna makes sense. Chalei Rav Chista, Maya LeKamei. What are you going to say to him? Where do we know that that shtar can be kona in Eved? And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Achbar Yaakov. I'm Rav Krah. It says in the pasuk that Lo Seitei Ketzei Sa'avadim. This is talking about Alma Avriya, that she doesn't go out like the rest of the Avadim. Rashi explains, B'shein V'ayin. We know that if you have a Eved Kenani, a Goyish Eved, and they you give him a zetz, you frask him, put him, you break, you knock out his tooth or an eye, then Barosha Evarim, then what happens? Eved Kenani, She'im Sime Es'ena, Chen Eno Shel Eved Ivri, Eno Yotze, Bekach, they don't go out like that. A Amar Avriya and Eved Ivri don't go out with that. Ela no sin lo demei. You know, you pay them for it. They finish off their 6 years and then they go out. So we see the pasuk saying about Amar Avriya, she doesn't go out like the rest of the Avadim. Aval niknes hi kikinyan Avadim, doesn't go out like that, but she is kona like that. Rashi says, Aval niknes hi kikinyan Avadim, kina'anim, the goyisha ones, v'heim niknem b'shtar, and that we know straight up, kidal come on, daf chafiz mabiz, the iskish le karkos, they're mak mukash, they're compared to karka, the niknem b'shtar, the kodah b'shtar, uvekesef, 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 chazaka. So here too, it's going to work with a shtar. Mind you, what's that? Shtar, as I zucked the Heilige Gemara. Period. So now we know that according to the Manda Amar that says the father, the Adon writes it. Okay, so then we learn it out straight up. Just like we know that if he takes another one, he remakes it. So therefore, by her also, a shtar is going to work just like the regular woman's going to work. And according to Rav Huna, who doesn't agree with that, who says, oh, I'm sorry. According to Rav Chista, Rav Huna works by, according to Rav Chista, where does he learn it from? He learns it out. He learns it out. He learns it out. From Lo Tseise, Kitseise Avadim, Avon Niknesi, Kikinyan Avadim, and that is Shtar. Frak the Gemara, why was that the drusha that you made, that you say Lo Tseise, Kitseise Avadim, Avon Niknesi, Kikinyan Avadim, and you said that's to Chaz, and that's to Shtar? Veima, who says? Aval niknes hikikinyan avadim mayniu chazaka. Maybe then, because we know it's kesef. What did Rashi bring down over here? Rashi says b'shtar b'kesef b'chazaka. So why are you saying over there and equating to shtar? Why don't we say it's chazaka? Rashi says it'll come on mefarish keitzed b'chazaka shiachpua lasos malacha chas, that he goes and makes her go and do a certain particular type of malacha. He forces her to do some malacha, and then that's chazaka. Says the Gemara. Amar Kra, it says by an Eved Kenani, v'hisnachaltim osam levnechem echarechem. You shall hold them as a heritage for your children after you, that they get passed down. Rashi says, "Be'evit kananiksev osam kachuza ha'niknin b'chazaka v'lo acher." Why does he use a lotion of osam? We darshan osam chazaka. It's only never kenani that can work through chazaka v'lo acher b'chazaka, but not somebody else through chazaka. So that's why we say for shtar and not for chazaka. In fact, the Gemara ve'ema osam means osam b'shtar v'lo acher b'shtar, but no one else can be done through shtar, and they're done through chazaka, and if we don't have a raya, says the Gemara, what do you mean? It says haksiv lo seitzik itzis avadim. We say don't go out like the avadim. But rather, you can come in with the vadim, therefore like a shtar. For the Gemara, Uma Rois. It's up in the air. It could be talking about shtar. It could be talking about chazaka. Why did you decide to go in that direction? It's going to mistabra shtar havalele rabuye. It makes sense that if you're going to include one of them, shtar should be the one that's included in a chazaka. Shekein motzia bebas Yisrael. Because it can go ahead and release a bas Yisrael through shtar, meaning through a get. But you can't release her through chazaka. Says Gemara, Adaraba, chazaka avilim ribuye. Should have included chazaka. That's why shekein kona b'nichsei ager, because you could use that to acquire nechasim of a ger if he dies and there's no one else that's left there. Rashi says b'nichsei ager shemesu ein lo yarshim v'nichas of hefker. Then it acquires it. So we're back to stocks. It's Gemara beishus mias lashkechan. We don't find it when it comes to ishus, and therefore don't try to apply that. It makes more sense to apply something that's connected to ishus, and that would be shtar. V'boy, same another answer why we would say that we're talking about your shtar and not about chazaka, lehachi ahani imacheres. Now it makes sense, the pasuk of imacheres, yikach lo, taking another wife, and we see that if you want to go and figure out whether we're talking about shtar or chazaka over here, whether that's going to work for an Amma of Rio, we should learn out that we're talking about shtar. Why? Because we find the pasuk compares an Amma of Rio to a rebbetzin, to a wife. And we know shtar can be used in order to go and marry a wife. Virav hu wu na. He's learning out imacheres hikachlo hai lo seite kitse savad de my darshpe. What is he darshan from the pasuk which says that don't go out like the way that a slave comes in, but you can come in the way a slave comes in, right? He clearly doesn't learn it like that because he says imacheres hikachlo already compares it. So he says ahumi baile sheina yotze berosh yivarim kavet. That's coming to teach you that. Don't go out like the way Avadim, you don't go out by in a situation of if they lose the tip of the fingers or different limbs, Evarim, like in Eved Kenani. Rashi says, Ulagufe itstrech velola medak mine. Aval niknes kekinyan Avadim, the chol kralam, iboy gufe, lola say, leduke. Hoy, the Rav Chista, who learns it out to say, shtar. M.K.N., if it's really true that it's coming to teach us that a Amma Avriya can't go out through this this getting injured like this, then Lichtov Kra lo Seitzi Kavadim. My Kitsei Savadim, which means Kitsei Savadim, Shma Amina Tarti. She can be acquired through a shtar, and she doesn't go out through the loss of limbs. Next part of the Mishnah comes and says, Vikona Satsu Vishanim, that an Evid Ivri is going to acquire himself by 6 years. Dichsev, straight up, the Pasuk says, Sheish Shanim Yavod, Ubishavias, for 6 years he should work, and the seventh year he goes free. By Yovel, and he goes out through Yovel. Dichsev, Ad Shnas Hayovel, Yavod, until the year of Yovel, he should work for you. Bigiron Kesef. And a Eved Ivri goes out through Giron Kesef, which means reduction or deduction, subtraction of the money that he paid originally. If he paid $600 and for 6 years, after 3 years, only owes $300. But Giron Kesef, Amrechiskia. So he said, no, where do we get this from? Damer Kal Pasuk says, Vehefda, which means that he shall cause her to become redeemed. Segmenti Ami Avriya, Malamish and Megorea. Pidyona Vyotza, let it lower the price according to how much it's worked, and then let it go out by paying off the remainder. Tawa wawawawana. Vikone it's atzmos. We learned that price so that he can acquire himself an Evid Ivri Bekesef, Uvashavikesef, Uvishtar. Either with money or with the value of money, something worth it. Uvishtar and with a document. Bishlamakesef, and he said that Sivmikesef Mikunaso. The pasuk says straight up when it's talking about the idea of Giron Kesef that it says, "Em od rabbis b'shalom lefi and yoshev gulos b'kesef miknaso," And that he's got to pay back what he owes. Shava kesef, now we understand that you have shava kesef, because the pasuk says, Yashiv ge'ulasa amir achmana, which means he shall repay his redemption. And from the fact that it says this lashon of that Yashiv, he has to repay it, that's extra, we don't need that. Therefore comes to teach us, l'rabos shava kesef, kesef, the value of money is like money. El hay shtar, what do you mean it says shtar? That the evidence go with shtar. Hey chidami. If you want to say that it means he's going to write a like an IOU, that is the din of kesef. So clearly that's not what it means. Ella shichror. You want to say what it means when it says shtar? It means a shichror, that the master can free the Eved Ivri before the end by giving a shtar shichror. Frank the Gemara, shtar lamali. Why need a shtar in order to let him go? Says Rashi, ha ein gufo kanoi. It's not that his body is owned by him. He just owes them money. So we work for him for the 6 years for that money. So let him go in front of two people. Rash says, Leslie Allah, midi v'niftar, I have nothing on you, and you should be go. Get up and say, Zil, get out of here. In other words, you're good. Inami ba'api beidina zil. Or let him get in front of a court and say, Zil. In other words, you're good. You're good to go. Why do you have to write a shtar? Amarava. Zosomeris must be kum to chois. Evid every goof of kanoi. His body is kanoi. Rashi says, Achi agia, you may chifusha until he becomes free. Lefika charav shemachal al girono, eino machal. It doesn't work. Betzok shechor, and you'd actually need to get shechor. Ve'im lav, chozo mishtabed, well, you just go back to work for him. Im yirtzed, delo shayach bo mechilas mamon, ela loshen shechor. That's what you need. Ve'chi kasav le, loshen shechor, ve'nasen le nafik, he goes out, delo gara, mekinani, de nafik mishtar. There's no difference than every Kanani goes over the shtar. The chsiv ol chufsha lo nitin love gamar la la meisha. So he gets to go out. Says the Gemara. So Samaris have every gufo kanoi v'harash machlo gerono ein gerono machlo. It's not going to work. Nice try. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Yisira olav amah. Ivri has one above, and that it went above the Evid Ivri that she can go out through becoming a woman. And right, she has simanim. Let's look at the Halakha Gemara Mareish Lakish. He wants to tie that there's even another one that he can gain, even though it's not there. He says, "Amar Avriya Kones Atzma, b'mi sasav mirshus adon mikavachomer." Not only that, not only through simanim, but there's another one she has up on Evid Ivri, and that is when her father dies. If her father dies, she leaves her sasav, and we learn from a kavachomer. Umas simanim she ain motziin mirshus av. Simanim don't take her out of Rishus Av, even when she's a Naira, she's still in Rishus until she becomes a Bulgarius, which is 12 and a half. But yet, Motsim Rishus Adon, it would take her out of Rishus Adon. Then Misa Shemitsim Rishus Av will come to death, which would take her out of the Rishus of the father. Then Einu Din Shemotsim Rishus Adon, of course, it's going to take him out of Rishus of the Adon. Rashi says that Misa Shemotsim Rishus Av, Shein Maisi Adeli Yarshav, doesn't go to the Yarshim, because the Kaimalon Miksuva Stafem Gimel. Amar Avi Damarav, Bas Anizonis Mina Achin Maisi Adel Atzma. Amar Avkana, my Tamadurav, the Chsev in Schaltem, Osam Levenechem Acharechem, Osam Levenechem, Velobino Sechem Levenechem. That is, that the daughters aren't given over to the sons. Magazine Adam Morris is Chus Shishlo, Bebito, Libano, it doesn't go down. So therefore, we should say for sure she should go out from the Rishus of the Adam if the father dies. There's a Gemara. A mace fear of Rishai. I'm going to try to knock that off right now from the Mishnah. Yisir alavam avriya. Shekona satsu b'sibanim. Vriya misa, if it's really true, also the father's going to die. Nisni nami misa sav. Let it also write and speak about the fact of the father dying, but it doesn't write that. It's more than that. Hanivishir. Not always you read everything out. It wrote some things and it left out some things. One of them is the fact that father dying, she goes free as well. Frank the Gemara, you never would leave over only one thing. My shear, the high shear, what else is left over that you're saying that this one is tiny, that this is left out? Like again, if you're going to make a list of something and say, I'm going to go somewhere on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you mean on Thursday also, you'll say on Thursday. If you want to say, I left out some, then you say Thursday and Friday you left out. But it wouldn't just be one day you're leaving out, right? So if you're going to say, she has one thing up above him, and what is that? The fact of her father becoming a, which is Simanim. Now, But we left off one. Let's see, we need to leave off one. What's the other one you left off? My share to the high share. Shir Mises Adon. We left out if the Adon himself dies. Rashi says the Kamil Kaman Daf Yizayim Beis. They know the Vesa Ben. She doesn't work. She doesn't go and work for the son. So there's another one. In fact, the Gemara, but Imi Shir Mises Adon. Laf Shiruy. If you want to say, listen, I'm mentioning the death of the master, right? And that's what you would say that it's leaving off. But Laf Shiruy, that's not considered left off. They came in the Ikanami Beish Lo Katani. Because that's not something which is specific to her. That's even for the, if it's something for the, new, for the man. For the man as well, he's going to go free to it. Therefore, it's not, that's not something which is taught. So that can't be the one that's left over. Be'ela, so we pretty much knocked up for Shlokish over here. So we say, Be'ela Nisni, if it's really true that the father, she's going free if the father dies, let us just teach it straight up. So Shlokish is back. Tana Davashishlo Kitzva Katani. This Tana, he taught, the Mishnah only brought things that you're going to go free, that are Dover Sheyeshlo Kitzva. As Rashi explains, things that are set and things that are clear. Right, for example, 6 years, or Yovel, or you have an amount of money that they're going to get. They're going to pay out through Giro and Kesef. But Dover Sheyeshlo Kitzva, Lo Katani. Something which doesn't have a set time when it's going to happen. That wasn't right over there. And for example, that is like the father dying. In fact, the Gemara has Simanim De'alam Kitzva. Simanim doesn't have a predictable time of when it's going to happen. And that is, Rashi says, that sometimes you'll have Sheyesh Shema Maheres, Lahavi, Vyesh Shema Maheres. You know, sometimes the Simanim come earlier, they come later. For Katani, but he wrote that down. Says the Gemara, Amar Av Safra, Ein Lehem Kitzva Lamayla, of a Yesh Lehem Kitzva. Beep. Turn the page. Tezayim Mabez, Lemata. As Rashi says, the Roman Aleph, Lamaila, Emes the Maisi La'achar, Yud Gimel Shanim, have a Simone Nairis. As soon as if something like this happens, after Yud Gimel Shanim 13 years, meaning the 13th year, meaning she's 12 years old, then this is considered that she has Simone Nairis. There is a kitzvah of Lamata. They don't have a set amount of times Lamata. Pardon. Yeshlam, they do have a limit from the Lamata, from the lower, meaning from underage. Rashi explains that if she brings Simanim before that time, it's not considered Simanim, it's not considered anything. And therefore, it does have a particular time. The time you've learned in a Braisa, Ben Tisha Shanim Sevish Tisarus, if a 9-year-old, you have over here, a 9-year-old that goes ahead and brings Shtei Cyrus. Shuma. That is just considered Shuma. It's called a mole, and it's not considered that it's now they're an adult. Mi ben tisha shanim yom echad ad yud beis. Ad ben yud beis shanim yom echad. From 9 on 12, the hair grows. From 9 and a day until 12, and 12 and a day, the Odin Ba, and they're still there. When they go ahead and they reach the age of 12, so then Shuma, it's considered Shuma. Of Yossi Aglili, I'm Yossi Rabbi Hudomer, Simon. He says, no, that's considered a Simon. Ben Yud Gimel Shan of Yom Echad, if it happened, the hair grows when he's 13 in a day. Divya calls Simon, and everyone's going to say that's considered, it is a Simon. So you see, like we just said, that this principle, Ein Lehem Kitzva Lamayla, Av Yesh Lehem Kitzva Lamayta. So now we're all good and dandy, and that this is one of them as well. If the father dies, she goes free. Masav Rav Shei says, Rav Shimon Omer, Dalid Ma'anikin Lehem. There are 4 gifts that we give when they go out. We know there's something called Hanukkah. When they go and they leave, they give them gifts. Gimel b'ish v'gimel b'ish. So there's 3 of them that have to do with the ish, with a man, and 3 of them have to do with the women. V'yata yochol lomer dalad be'echad. But you can't say that all 4 of them are going to fall into one category of gender, as we'll see. L'fishein simana b'ish, because there's no going free of simana with ish. V'ein ritzia b'ish, and there's no all, you know, the boring of the ear when it comes to isha. V'im isa, but if it's really true, that this woman is going to go free when her father dies, Nisni Nami Mises Av. And it should also say the Mises Av. She goes free when Zisa Av, that she's gonna get Hanaka. She's gonna get gifts. The four are, when we talk about them, is if you have one that goes out after 6 years, or number two is they go out of Yovel. Number three is a Nirtzo, goes free when the master dies. And number four is the Amar of Rio, goes free when she gets Simonim. So three, a man will have three out of four, and a woman will have three out of four, but Akam doesn't mention this case over here. Oh, must be that Misav is not true. V'chitim, you want to say back, Hachanami, Tanavishir. Yeah, here too, it was said, you know, that we wrote some and didn't write others. I, V'ha, Arba, Katan, he says straight up that there are four, which is, seems to be straightforward, that it's all of them. Chite matana davar sheish lo kitzva katani, only had something that's kitzva. Davar sheish lo kitzva lo katani, it's not kitzva, not katani, therefore the death. Vasi manadim lo kitzva katani, it's written. Chite manu say behachanami kitzva v'savach, like Rav Safa said, that va'ika, that they have this kitzva lamata, right? It has a lower time. Va'ika mises adon de inlam kitzva. Aye, but it has the mises adon, the death of the master, which doesn't have a kitzva. V'katani, and still wrote it over here. So what's going on? Why didn't you write the death of the father? That's really true, says the Gemara. Mises Adon Nami Lokatani. Really, it doesn't write Mises Adon. And somebody doesn't have a kitzev, like a clear finishing point, it's not going to be there, therefore the father's not there. V'ela Arba Mayneu. So then if you're taking that one out, then what are the four? Says the Gemara, Shanim. That's after 6 years. V'yovel, going Yovel. V'yovel shel Ritzia. A Yovel of one who did Nirta, v'ame'ivri b'simanim. And the Ame'ivriya goes out with simanim. Hachanem istabar, it makes sense to say that. To Gatani Seifa, because at the end of the verse it says, I'ata yochel lomer arba be'echem, and you can't say arba, and all four of them, you can't say all four work with both man and woman. V'sheni simanim be'ish, there's no simanim in ish. V'ein Ritzia be'ish, and there's no Ritzia be'ish. V'im ish, and it's really true that the master dying, the Baal who dies, is one of them. You can find four when it comes to the woman. So Shmamina, it must be we're not talking about this case of this death of the master at all, but rather it's talking about the Yovel of Eretzia. So it says the Gemara, hold on 1 second, freck the Gemara. You, Reish Lakish, wanted to say that with the father dying, she goes free. Masav Avamim, ve'elu manikin lahem, and these are the servants that they're going to give Hanukkah. Hayotu b'shanim uve Yovel, Uvamisa sa adon va'amar iver b'simanim. Vemisa is really true, like you said, the father. So they say not Mises Av. Let it say Mises Av. How come I'm not saying that? Chite matana v'shir. And if you want to say, yeah, left it out. V'ha'elu katani, it says elu. Which means, it's all the cases. V'chite matana v'shir shlo kitzva katani, v'shir shlo kitzva lo katani. V'ha simanim de'en lo kitzva v'katani, he wrote it. Chite matana v'shir shlo kitzva katani, but Ha'ika Mises Adon, you have Mises Adon, which isn't Katsuf yet. It's written over here, so why wouldn't you write the death of the father? Says the Gemara that Tiyufta Dirish Lakish Tiyufta. Must be it's a Tiyufta Dirish Lakish. And we knock him out, and really the father dying is not considered one of the things that's going to go ahead and take her out. I've already shluckish Kavachomer Omer. He brought a Kavachomer. If the girl doesn't go out with Simana, but the father goes out with the Misa, then if she does go out with, she goes out with Misa. If she does go out with Simon and Kavachomer, she goes out with Misa. So the Gemara, Kavachomer Prichai. It's a Kavachomer that has a built-in, you know, kasha on it. Bishum de'ikal mifrach, you could ask, Ma'ala Simonim, Shenishtana Guf. How can you go and compare it to Simonim, which is, which those are things that the body totally changes. Torah Misa Sa'av Shekin Lo Nishtana Guf, you're going to say it. And compare that to the Mises of the father, where the body doesn't change at all. Doesn't make sense to even create, have that Kavachomer. Tani Chada, we have one Bryce that comes along and teaches us and says, Enek Evrid Ivri La'atzmo, the gifts that are given to an Evrid Ivri himself, they go to himself. He gets to go ahead and keep it. The Enik Amavriya La'atzishotzka to keep it. V'tayin Dach, another verse says, Enik Amavriya, which also Leviya, goes to the father. V'ein L'rabba Ella Schar Batala Bilvad. Rashi says that the master doesn't get b'mitziyos, so when she finds something, ela schar batala, meaning if she stops to work to pick it up, when she picked it up, that's what he ends up getting back. Ulekamei parach, the Gemara is going to ask soon, he gets to keep it, of course he gets to keep it, what's the thought? So we have a steer in the Bryce, the one that says that the girl keeps a hanaka, and the second one says the father gets it. So my love, the ha nafka b'simanim, are we not talking about that second Bryce? Is talking about where she goes out because of simanim, and therefore the father keeps it because she goes back to his jurisdiction. And the first Bryce is talking about where she goes out because the father died. Therefore, she keeps it herself, and therefore Reish Lakish is back alive and well. The first Bryce, and therefore, is backing up Reish Lakish, that she goes free with the father dying. Says Gemara, lo, that's not what it means. Either be the enough girl to be smart, and both of them are talking when she goes out with Shimana. Velo kasha. Ha, the easy laugh. Ha, the less laugh. The second Bryce, it says, the father is going to get it. It's talking about when the father is still alive. Ha, the less laugh. It's talking about the father already died. And therefore it goes to her. Zeo, that's all it means. So sorry, Slunkers, you're still out of the picture. How the Gemara says, Bishlama, makes sense, the first price of the Enik, if you'll ask whether the Hanaka goes to her, she gets to keep it, Lima'ute Achen. This is coming to exclude the brothers from getting it. The Tanya looked at the price of Inslachalta Mosam Lubenechem Echarechem. The Pasuk says about a Evet Kanani, you shall pass them on the heritage to your children after you, and which is saying, Osam Lubenechem, only they go. Not the sons. Doesn't go to son. Ella, Enik, Evid Ivri laAtzmo. The Brisa says that the Evid Ivri that goes to himself. Pshita, of course. Laman, who else do you think it would go for? Rav Yosef Yud Keres Kochazina Hacha. What it literally means, he says, I see over here that what? There was a tiny yud that they made into this big city. Rashi says, yud, she kitana, so ir gedola. It just continued to speak chinam for no reason. It didn't have to go and say that statement over there. Obviously, he gets to keep it himself. Like, there's no reason to even talk up. Abaye Amar Abaye says, no. He says, hachi Amar Avsheshes. Ha mani tutaihi. Who is the Braisa? It's tutai. A tiny person. The tiny one to the bride said, "Tutai Omer, lo velo lebal chovo." Rashi brings himself this back in Tesvav. Lo velo lebal chovo means he gets it. It doesn't go to bal chovo. The whole shtickle of Shibudin to Rabbi Nassim that it should go back. Says Rashi, "In the sphere like Rabbi Nassim, also lo afke, can the priest lay out therefore have to come in and gate this and bring it out, so that you don't go and give it to the bal chov." We don't go back to the discussion. We had a test of him. Alf's like, Gemara, go, whoa. These are the things that you give Hanaka for. Hayotze, Bisham, those are given to. If someone goes out with years of a Yovel or a Yovel comes along, or means this Adon, or the master dies, Vamir Vriya Bisimanim. Have a Bereach, Vyotze, Begiron Kesef, Emer, you can low. But a servant who runs away, or a servant who pays money to get out, he doesn't get gifts. Mer Omer Barechim, someone who runs away doesn't. Vyotz Begiron Kesef Aniklo, but somebody gets out by paying himself out, he does get money. He does get the Hanukkah, the gifts. Rabbi Shimon Omer Arba Menikin Lam. Rabbi Shimon says we give four different types of people. Shlosha Beish Gimel Beisha. There's going to be three with a man, three with a woman. Vyat Yochel Omer Arba Bechim. You're not able to say four with all of them, each of them. The fish ain't siman beish because there's no siman when it comes to isha. It's siyav isha. There's no of the ear stick over a woman. Minon immediately. Where do we know this from? The tana rabbanu went to the brisa. Yachalo yumanikin eloliyotze b'sheisha. We think only somebody goes out of 6. You do a full 6 years, then you can go out. You know what I mean? That's like the whole normal case. Rashi's not going to be didaksev. That's how the nuk is brought up in that type of circumstance. Minayin l'rabos yo b'yovel. How do I know to include b'yovel misas adon? I'm going to be simanim. Tamal lomer tishalchenu. You shall send him, and then it says, and when you send him. Rashi says, Trey Zimni, the Shalchenu, the Rabbo, Shar Shiluchin, Lahanek, it's adding other ones to getting Hanukkah. That Baisa goes on, Yachoshin, and Mimar Bebarech, Vyotz, Begon, Kasav, you thought I would include those also. Someone who goes ahead and runs away, or goes out from Gorin Kasav, Tam Lomer, Vichisa Shachenu, it says, when you will send them free from you, which means me, Shashilcha Meimach, someone to send from you, Yotza, excluding Boreach, Yotza Begon Kesef, Shein Shilucha Mimach, they're not being sent out. Rash says, Midaitach, Elam Aleim, they're doing it on their own by themselves. Rabbi Meir Omer, he had said, Boreach, Ein Maniklo. Someone runs away, no, you don't give him. Dein Shilucha Mimach is not being sent away. Aval Yotza Begon Kesef, Shilucha Mimach, he's being sent from you. He does get Hanacha. Ha'anaka, he gets gifts. Okay, my friends, we're not done with this, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.